Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, May 6th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Early Thursday morning, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed off on a bill to restrict voting rights for millions of people. The bill is similar to those signed in other Republican-led states since former President Donald Trump started baselessly disputing the results of the 2020 election. It will introduce strict voter ID requirements for people who want to vote by mail, and it will limit the use of ballot drop boxes. Adding insult to injury, however, DeSantis signed the bill as a live television event for Fox News when other journalists were reportedly blocked from going. Also, members of a MAGA fan club were allowed to attend. Caitlyn Jenner is showing just how much of a tone-deaf celebrity she is. She's been struggling to explain exactly why she wants to be the next governor of California, but she found her reason on Wednesday night. During an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox News, she told him she wanted to get rid of homeless people in California so that her rich friends could be more comfortable. Literally, Jenner said, quote, "My friends are leaving California. My hanger, the guy across, he was packing up his hanger and he says, I'm moving to Sedona, Arizona. I can't take it anymore. I can't walk down the streets and see the homeless." The hangar she is referencing is the one across from where she parks her private jet. Jenner added that she did not want to leave, but instead has to stay and fight. I'm not exactly sure who she's fighting, but hopefully she's fighting for fair housing and resources for the homeless instead of just booting them off the street. After a federal judge reportedly blocked the CDC's nationwide eviction moratorium, many Americans are possibly in danger of being homeless. The CDC imposed the ban in September to prevent evictions, and President Joe Biden extended it until July 2021. But federal judge Dabney Friedrich questioned the health agency's authority over the entire nation. In response, the Department of Justice has said that, quote, the CDC's eviction moratorium protects many renters who cannot make their monthly payments due to job loss or healthcare expenses. Scientific evidence shows that evictions exacerbate the spread of COVID-19. The department went on to say that it has already filed an appeal to the decision. The Department of Justice is not all that thrilled about the bizarre and unnecessary Republican-ordered private recount of the 2020 presidential election results in Maricopa, Arizona's largest county. Reportedly, the principal deputy assistant attorney general in the Civil Rights Division at the Department of Justice wrote that news reports suggested that the ballots are, quote, not being adequately safeguarded by contractors at an insecure facility and are at risk of being lost, stolen, altered, compromised, or destroyed. On Wednesday, the Senate's president demanded a full explanation of what's being done to prevent federal laws from being broken during the audit. Whoever would have thought that selling fake COVID-19 vaccine cards would become a desirable business? Nonetheless, a California bar owner was arrested for selling them at his bar. Police received a tip in April that the owner of the Old Corner Saloon in Stockton was selling cards for $20 apiece. According to a criminal complaint, it's unclear how many cards were sold overall, but undercover agents were able to buy at least four. The bar owner faces charges for falsifying medical records, forging government documents, and identity theft. So, this happened. Colorado State Legislator Richard Holdorf reportedly called a fellow representative buckwheat during a House session on Wednesday. Holdorf, you guessed it, a Republican, was discussing the military's rules of engagement and the law of proportionality when he said to an unknown colleague who apparently annoyed him, quote, I'm getting there, don't worry, buckwheat. Whew! It was as if he realized what he did and then tried to clarify what he said was an endearing term. Holdorf later, and half-heartedly, tried to walk back the slur when he returned to the lectern saying, quote, I think we all need to consider what we do here and how we address and talk to each other. I think that we all have to do better. I will start with me. I think we have to respect each other. I apologize if I've offended anybody in any way. Give me a break. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.